Thank you, Mark, so much for the intro, and it's great to be with you all again. In just under a month's time, leaders from all over the world will be gathering in Glasgow for the COP26 Climate Summit. And it's been described by its president, the Right Honourable Alok Sharma, as our last best hope for the world to come together and tackle climate change. He says the eyes of the world will be on Glasgow when global leaders arrive in November. Well, I wonder whether you take any notice of talk about global warming, or whether you just get on with life. Some say that climate change is overstated. Others just feel that there's just far more closer to home to worry about. But many today, including many young people, are so concerned about what we're doing to the planet that they're willing to disrupt everyday life by climbing onto a train or gluing themselves to the M25 to protest. Well, Christians have got lots to say about climate change. In fact, at our church, Christchurch Huntingdon, we've been seeing in Genesis 1, which we've been working through on Sundays lately, that this world is created by God, that it's good, and that actually we as humanity are God's representatives and stewards called to take care of the planet and rule over it. It's all there on page 1 of the Bible. So on the one hand, we want to avoid worshipping the planet as if Mother Nature is our God, something that films like Moana edge towards. But we also want to avoid seeing the planet around us as something to be exploited, trashed, and discarded, leaving our grandchildren to pick up the pieces. No, the creation is a gift from God to be taken care of, and we can all make a difference by choosing carefully the products we use, the electricity tariffs that we choose, and the campaigns that we follow. But I guess we all know instinctively that there's more to life than this life, and that it's not just the planet that needs saving, but we do. Well, as Christians, we believe that Jesus Christ is the one who makes the broken whole and brings order out of chaos. We need to come to him for the help that we need to love God, to love our neighbour, and to love the planet. So thank you so much for listening, and enjoy this Joni Mitchell 1970s classic with its concern both for the environment and for people. Thanks so much for listening.